It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to have to go with wheat. You know, you look at that wheat market, and we've been seeing, of course, you know, the USDA report on Friday being friendly to wheat, showing a lot lower than expected harvested acreage. And that, I think, is going to be that's been supportive to the market. And I think that'll help push wheat a little bit higher here yet. Again, you know, overnight we saw some pretty good strength. So, and then we're also looking at slow planting up here in the northern plains as we continue to get moisture about every other day, which is slowing down the planting. So I think that is going to add a little bit of support to the Minneapolis side of the equation. You look at the southeast corner, in about 4 days time frame, we picked up close to 4 inches. You get to that north central, you know, the James River Valley area, they're picking up 4 inches, 5 inches. So yeah, where the rain has come, it's come heavy, and everybody else has picked up a little bit. Probably the western part of the state is in the best shape, as it got a lot of crop in the ground and then got the rains. But you know, you get to the east, and we've been you know, a little disappointed in being able to get some field work done.
What's not hot with these markets?
You know, I'm going to have to go with new crop corn and beans. The report was negative. It was even worse than anticipated by what we were expecting, as we saw bigger production estimates for both corn and soybeans. It's not like they're going to continue to go sharply lower, but they're going to continue to have a little bit of a weight over them that's going to slow down or at least limit their gains here so far here for, I think, until we start seeing a little bit lower production estimates, which likely won't come until the July report.
That June acreage report, too, I guess.
I think you're exactly right, because I don't think we're going to get all the corn acres planted because of the wet conditions. So I'm a little bit friendly towards that report. And that will maybe help turn the corn around a little bit, or at least bring some support back in. But until then, you know, we've got good planting in the eastern and central corn belt and more acres, bigger yield. That's going to be kind of daunting.
It's Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.